space.
Okay, we're going to start. I'm going to start. It has a ton of space. It can have 1,000 books on it.
Well,
okay.
My goodness.
I'm going to start, as I said to the people here who are marveling about our Kindle, and if you want to ask me, you can ask me later about it. I actually do recommend it highly, except you can't read it on Shabbos, which is a problem.
That's why you have friends who read
the
books.
Right. That's why you have newspapers. Okay, I'm reading a book called The Prime Ministers by a guy named Yehuda Avner.
Very brilliant.
It is brilliant. It's very fascinating. Yehuda Avner is a guy. The stories are amazing. He decided to go on Shana La'aretz, like before there was Shana La'aretz. He was like in the Zionist Bnei Akiva leadership group. He went in 1947-48. You know what I'm saying? So if you're going to pick a time to, you know, go to Shana La'aretz, you know. In the end, he ended up working for the foreign ministry, and he worked for these different prime ministers. So he knew
all of the prime ministers.
Right, except for, he didn't know Ben-Gurion, but he knew Levi Eshkol, Golda Meir, Yitzhak Rabin. It's really personal accounts. Very, very fascinating, worthwhile reading. And when I'm done, maybe I can lend it to you on my Kindle. Okay.
I've got the book.
They say you can lend it, but we're not really sure. Okay, so Golda Meir is talking about why she loves Israel, her passion for Israel. So she says the following. I look around me at the United Nations, I once heard her say, and I think to myself, we have no family here. Israel is entirely alone here, less than popular and certainly misunderstood. All we have to fall back on is our own Zionist faith. But why should that be? Why? Meaning, she believes very strongly in Zionism. She really, really, really believes strongly in the nation of Israel. One second. I'm going to see if I could find. He said it a little more strongly.
Can you highlight areas?
Yeah, I think so. Are you still focused on the Kindle itself? Okay. Okay. He says the following. Strangely, Golda made no attempt to answer her own earth-shattering question. Why indeed was the Jewish state the perennial odd state out in the family of nations? You know, like she was, she really, he says another place, I'm not going to spend the time searching for it here, that he says that she was infatuated with the idea that the Jewish people remained a unique identity throughout its 2,000 years of exile. And that was the strength of the Jewish people, that for so long, that no matter what, we still retained our sense of identity, our sense of peoplehood. No matter what. And he says, but she never asks why. Like, what's it all, like, what's the reason for it? And what's all behind it? And the answer we're going to read today, the answer is very, very clear from this week's Parsha. Okay? So, we're on Parsha B'chukotai. It's very rare that we actually study B'chukotai, mostly because it's always Bahar B'chukotai. Mm. Right? So this year, because it's a leap year, we end up on B'chukotai alone. So if you're going to study B'chukotai, you can either... What? You can either take the easy way out or to study the good stuff, or you can study what's the essence of Chukotai. It's a section of the Torah called the Tochacha. You should be familiar with that term. The term the Tochacha is called the rebuke. The Tochacha is a section of all the bad stuff that's going to happen to us if we don't follow the Torah. And it's explicit, and it's striking, and it's startling, and it's frightening. Okay, and if you're in the shul, you'll notice that we're even reluctant. We don't want to read the Tochacha, right? We choose not to read the Tochacha, in the sense that if you hear the Chazan read it, the Baal Kore read it, what? Right, he'll read it and he'll go
down.
He'll go a little softer, and he'll go quicker, quieter, and more quickly. In a sense, so even in the Torah reading itself, we don't want to read this Torah reading. So I saw a very interesting thing in the Mishneh Berurah. So he says, there's these things, right? One second. Here. There was a custom. Nobody wants to get the Aliyah for the Tochacha. You just know the Tochacha appears twice, here in Vayikra, and also appears in Parshat Ki Tavoh. Here it appears shorter. In Ki Tavoh, it's much longer and more even detailed in its badness. And its horrific nature. Really, much more in detail. Okay? And the first one, the Midrash says, God gave Moshe word for word. And the second one, Moshe kind of like, you know, said on his own. Okay? So, there's a very fascinating Mishneh Berurah that I came across. The Mishneh Berurah was written by Chafetz Chaim. So he says the following. He says something really fascinating if you're interested or reading at home. It's in Or Chaim, Siman Taf Kafchet. It's not in the Mishneh Berurah himself. It's in the Biur Halacha. He says there was a custom. Okay? One second. Here we are. Hinei ra'iti. Okay. Sheyesh mekomot min ha'yishuvim. There are some communities. Shebegeim l'seidah b'chukotai v'chitava. When they come to the Tochacha, ain karim b'torah v'shabbat zo. He says, yeah, I never heard of this. He says there were communities, apparently, in Eastern Europe, that when the time came, nobody wanted to get the Aliyah. See what they did?
They just
skipped it. Okay? V'kama ra'ot osin echad she'ein mekayimin kriyat ha'Torah. Shitakana kaduma. He says, first of all, it's bad enough that you're not reading the Torah. They just skipped her reading that day. You're like, oh, whatever.
Aren't they going to be the recipients of the Tochacha then?
Right, they don't want to read the Tochacha. It's bad. We don't want to read bad stuff. V'gam, amash amar hakatuv. Musar Hashem b'ni. My musar, my rebuke. My al tim'as ve'al tikom betochachuto. Don't be tim'as, repulsed by it. V'gam hu ta'ut me'ikaro. Nimasli, right, exactly right. It's also a mistake. It's a mistake from its very beginning. V'chi mipnei she'en karin b'torah. You think because you don't read the Torah, v'ein rotzin lahabib b'tochacha, and you don't want to read the Tochacha, b'tuchem heim shelo yichol alehem ha'tochacha. So you think that because you don't read it and you don't want to hear it, you think that it won't happen to you? He says, v'adara b'chas ha'shalom. He says, God forbid, exactly the opposite is true. V'domeze, he says, this is like, le'echad shitru bo makirav shelo lelech b'derech ha'hu. So people say, oh, don't take that path. Don't take that road. Shehu malei barot u'ptachim. Why? Because it's full of pits. It's full of dangerous, you know, whatever, dangerous mines, we'll call them. Right, potholes, very good. V'analehem, he says, ani einin yirei min ha'ptachim. He says, oh, I'm not afraid of those potholes, those pits. Why? Yesh li michse ava. I've got a very, very thick blindfold. V'achesena al eina, I shall arei otam. He says, I'll just wear the blindfold, and I won't see the pits.
Doesn't mean you're
going to fall. Exactly right. V'afilu ki epol chalila. And even if I fall into one, God forbid, lo yaligenu mimeni mimeshu eini mechuzim v'lo ra'iti otam. He says, and it's not a problem, because even if I fall in a pit, I'm not going to be embarrassed or no one's going to be afraid of, no one's going to shame me. Why? Because I can't see them. So I might be stuck in a pit, but I can't see everybody mocking me, so I'm okay. There's a very, you know, famous English phrase, like, you know, it's like sticking your head in the sand.
Right.
You're not sticking your head, you know what I'm saying? As long as I don't know, like, and then I'm okay. And there's a we have a sense of that. Like, you know, we don't study the Tochacha. We don't read the Tochacha. And we don't read the rebuke. It's that Chafetz Chaim says, I think, in tremendous wisdom, what you think that because you don't want to read it, it's not going to happen to you. You know? And this idea, I think that sometimes we shy away from the things we don't like to talk about. If only because it's uncomfortable. And that's a dangerous thing to do. You know, that's not a smart thing to do. So we're going to learn some of the Tochacha today. You know, just in general, like you think about, like Golda talked about, we're singled out. You know, like if you read the news about what happened this week, you know, like sometimes you just read the news and you just get frustrated. You know, with, like, people stormed our border, right? The army showed unbelievable restraint. Like, can you imagine? Like, and of course we're still going to be condemned. How dare you do what? Yeah, Syria condemned us. You know what I'm saying? Syria riled up its own people. They bust them to the border. They killed up 800 people. And of course, you know, whose fault is it? It's Israel's fault. You know what I'm saying? But that's the nature of things. We're different. So either you're going to accept that we're different and you have to ask yourself, why are we different? And do we live up to that differentiation? Or we say, you know, I can't understand it. How come? So the Tochacha begins in Perek Kaf Vav. Pasuk Yudalit. Perek Kafav in Vayikra, Pasuk Yudalit. Okay, and there, I want to go through the Tochacha and point out a number of fascinating, what I would call mini themes that appear in the Tochacha. This is the kind of section that if I had time, or probably if I was my wife, I would take my Tanakh and start underlining in different colors. Because we're going to see a bunch of different themes that are running throughout the Tochacha in a number of different sections. And you're going to see, as they build up, the same themes return over and over again. And they are sort of concurrent and overlapping, which makes it very interesting. Okay? So the beginning of B'chukotai is very briefly this the concept of if you follow mitzvot, in B'chukotai te'lechu, Bet mitzvotai tishmeru, and there will become tremendous blessing. The rain will come in its time, and we'll have plenty, and we'll have food, and we'll have safety, and we'll have security, and everybody will respect us. Okay, that's the beginning. We're skipping the good stuff today. Okay? Pasuk Yudal. Ve'im lo tishma'uli. Ve'lo ta'asu et kol ha'mitzvot ha'ele. And if you don't listen to me and don't do all the mitzvot, Chav Vav Yudal. Pasuk Tetvav. Ve'im b'chukotai tim'asu. Nimasli.
Disgusting.
I just noticed, it's so interesting that Timasu is he's taking a paraphrase from that's why you say Timasu, he's paraphrasing from the Pesuk itself. V'im et mishpatai tig'al nafshechem. Goel nefesh. You ever heard that phrase? The goel nefesh. That's a modern Israeli phrase too. Tig'al nafshechem. Goel nefesh is disgusting. Goel nefesh is really im et mishpatai tig'al nafshechem. If my commandments are disgusting to you. Levilti asot et kol mitzvotai. So you won't fulfill my commandments. Lahafrechem et briti. You will be made fair. Lahafir. You will violate my covenant. Af ani ezezot lachem. I will also do this to you. Vivgarati alechem behala. Now I need help. Anybody have English? You have English? And I will place upon you behala. Confusion.
I will place upon you panic.
Et ashachefet vet akadachat. Okay, new. What's going on?
It's got lots to say.
Wasting away.
Swelling lesions and burning feet.
Okay. Mechalot einayim umidot namidivon nafesh. Illnesses of the eyes.
To long and souls to suffer.
Soul suffering. Sounds like depression. Uziratem. Now I'm okay from now. Uziratem larik zar achem. You will plant your seeds for naught. V'achaluhu oyvechem. And your enemies will eat them. Meaning, what do you mean you plant? Right, this happened to the Jews for many times. You plant. You sow, you reap. And what do the grasshoppers do? Nobody saw ants? Well, they planted knowing that they were going to be, you know what I'm saying? They planted in... I actually just heard a talk from this woman, Anita Tucker. Unbelievable. We should bring her to talk. She's an amazing woman. She planted celery plants a month before, like a month and a half before, where there were 6 weeks, and she got her last celery harvest, and then she planted again. Whoa. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, 3 days before they were going to get kicked out. Okay, but so that's a little different. Here we're talking about the Jewish people are trying to survive. They plant wheat, they harvest the wheat, and then the enemy comes and says, oh, wheat! Terrific! We need wheat.
Let them have it.
No, chas v'shalom, we need it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, some of us are allergic to it.
Ah, sorry. Created a monster, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Okay, so I want to point out, this is the first theme I want to point out. V'im, see Tetvav, and if you do with this, then af ani. Then I will also do this to you. Okay, you see where I am on Pasuk Tetvav? V'im b'chukotai timasu. Skip the Tatzayin. Af ani says zot lachem. Okay, we will come back in a second. If you do this to me, I'll do it back to you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So there's a very interesting concept of midah keneged midah. Right? Midah keneged midah is a very important term. Midah keneged midah means what we do comes back to us. God gives us what we deserve. Midah keneged midah. Okay? You'll notice this here. It also appears in psukim karma. It's not karma. Karma means things just happen. Right? Midah keneged midah means so essentially, the idea of set into motion means we bring upon ourselves, in a sense, right? Karma implies universal forces. Mida keneged mida is entirely the opposite.
Act and consequence.
Act and direct consequence, divinely preordained. Im atem, if you do this, af ani, so saith the Lord. You know what I'm saying? I will do such and such. Okay. You'll notice this here. Look at Pasuk. We're going to skip. We're going to be doing a lot of skipping around because we're not going to be able to read the whole thing, but I hope it's not too complicated for you. Pasuk Chaf Gimel. Right? It kind of ratchets itself up. You know what I'm saying? this punishment, and if you don't listen to this, then there'll be the next punishment. If you don't listen to that, even worse punishment. Pasuk Rav Gimel. Everybody with me? Verse 23. V'im be'ele lo tivasruli. And if you do not tivasir, submit yourself to me in this. V'halach de'imi keri. I will go back to that in a second. You come back to me. You walk with me, keri. We'll get to that in a minute. V'halachti af ani imachem be'keri. See that? Af ani. If you do this, I will also do that to you.
What does carry mean?
We'll get there. One second. Well, we'll get there. One second. We'll get there. That's another theme. I'm not ignoring you. I'm sure that's theme number 2B. Okay? I have 2 and 2B. Okay? So again, this idea of if, then. Chaf zayin, chaf chet. Okay? And you see it again. See verse 27. V'im bezot lo tishma'uli. And if you don't listen to me, v'halachtem imi b'keri, you notice this, by the way. See it again. Good. V'halachti imachem b'chamat keri. V'yisarti etchem. What are the next words? Af ani. Right. When you see these repetitions in the verses, these themes taking place over and over again, so there's a very clear idea. God, what does God want to communicate? Even ignoring the details. Midah k'neged midah. You do. They don't think, and by the way, it's a very prevalent way of thinking. Why does it happen? Well, why does it happen? This is the way things happen. Comes along, God says, no, no, no. Right? The worst thing you could think is, it just happened. This is the way things are. No, it's you did this, so I did that back. It's midah k'neged midah. There's one other midrash where this theme appears. A very interesting, fascinating midrash. Skip to verse 43. Okay? And as I said to you before, all of these themes are intertwined. They're intermingled one with the other. But they appear, that's why I like with you. If you would take this section, maybe I should have done that. Photocopy the whole section, and then you could just like make everybody come with their colored pencils, you know.
Make a chart.
Oh, you know. This is just like right up your alley, you know what I'm saying? Do I use the green or the red? Would you make this green? Exactly. Okay. V'haaretz te'azeiv mehem. Okay. See what language is unusual to you in this pasuk. For pasuk mem gimel. V'haaretz te'azeiv mehem. The land will te'azeiv. It will become la'azov. Be abandoned from them. V'tiretz et shaptoteha b'hashma mehem. V'heim yirtzu et avonam. It will l'taretz. Answer up or return to itself. It's Shabtotea, it's Shabbatot. We'll come back to that too. Another intertwined theme. V'heim yirtzu et avonam, and they will, l'ratzot, appease their sins. Yan ubiyan b'mishpatai ma'asu v'chukotai ga'ala nafsham. Yan, very good, by the way. Good eye. Yan biyan. What does yan biyan mean? Ya'an is because. What is Ya'an beyond? Because. So what are you thinking, Lurie? You're thinking, what? Right? What is the word Ya'an u
beyond? Because of what you did?
Right, I'm saying, but even linguistically. Ya'an beyond. Poetic emphasis. For what?
Because.
It's very weird. It just in and of itself is very strange. That should like call out to you. So it's stressing. Even the word ya'an is stressing. Ya'an is because. The word ya'an is a very unusual word in of itself. What is ya'an b'yan? This is midrash. Al, this is a midrash of the Chilta, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Al tikre ya'an b'yan, ela ayin b'ayin. Take the words ya'an b'yan, mix them around, ayin b'ayin, right? Mida b'mida. Midah keneged midah. Shneamar, as it says, Tachat asher lo avadata at Hashem elokecha. Because, ayin ba'ayin. At the end, this is, by the way, the very end of the Tochacha. So throughout, we see this theme. Im lo ta'adeich, if you don't go with me, af ani. Im, af ani. Three times, im, af ani, and it ends up. Ya'an ba'ayin, says the Midrash, not ya'an ba'ayin. Ayin ba'ayin. Midah keneged midah. What? Sure there's the Midah of Rachamim. You don't always get it. See, that's the thing.
It sounds very Muslim.
Why?
That's where they get it from.
Why?
An eye for an eye. It's based Jane and me and they think it's literally, but we don't.
So you say that the
guy who threw acid on some woman and the police and the government acid on his eyes as a punishment, and there's all these human rights.
Wait a second. First of all, the term ayin ba'ayin, yad b'yad, appears in the Torah, in Mishpatim. So what do we say, ayin tachat ayin?
Money.
Right, so it's a very fascinating discussion, which we didn't discuss this year, which maybe one year we should. If it means money, then why not say you have to pay money? Why does it say ayin tachat ayin? Why does it couch it in the language of vengeance when we don't really mean vengeance? So to understand, I just want to point out, people think that Judaism doesn't believe in vengeance. Judaism doesn't believe in retribution. That's a Christian concept. The Christians say, he slaps you in the face, what do you say? Turn the other cheek. Judaism says, if your enemy slaps you in the face, you better hit back. Because you know what he's going to do if you don't? He's going to hit you harder. Right? So we don't not believe in the idea of punishment and retribution. In fact, Judaism strongly believes in punishment and retribution because we don't punish people. They simply repeat their offenses, and they repeat them even worse. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, yes, there's rachamim, yes, there's tshuva, but I have a limit. And if you think that you can go forever and I'll always forgive you, what are you going to do? You're going to go forever and you're never going to want forgiveness. So it sounds Muslim. I think that's a misunderstanding about what Judaism is all about. Yes, there's rachamim. Of course HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in rachamim. But what if you don't ask for it? What if you have no remorse? What if you have no...
What if you don't know
better?
What if you don't know better?
Ah, very good. Hold me to the end. Very good. What are you worried about? Why are you asking me this?
I'm a bit worried about the state of Israel. It's carrying on existing.
Excellent. Well, first I would say to you, on the one hand, yes, there's bad in Israel, of course. On the other hand, there is tremendous Shmirat HaTorah in Israel. Tremendous. Maybe people, it's so funny because in some ways I'm pessimistic, but in other ways I'm such a glass half full kind of person.
Some There's more of truck drivers or gone to a hairdresser and seen the hairdresser laying tefillin.
You know what I'm saying?
Like in the
right.
morning.
Correct.
Or pulling the over at the side drivers. Of the road to Devon. It's
amazing. Mashiach's coming. Mashiach's. Where would you hear that? Anywhere else? It's amazing.
Right, there's tremendous, I mean, you wouldn't believe how many quote-unquote secular people put on tefillin in the morning. How many? They do. You know what I'm saying? So that this notion, I think the notion of a secular Israel.
I'm not playing with secular Israel.
Wait, we'll get that. Lord, hold me to this at the end. I've got a Rashi for you. I've already thought about you and we'll get back to it. Okay? But I understand what you're saying. But on the other hand, even before we get back to secular Israel, I really, as bad as things are, quote unquote, there's so much Torah in this country. There's more Torah in this country than there ever was in the history of the Jewish people. The greatest supporter of Torah in the history of the Jewish people is the state of Israel. The secular, modern state of Israel. And that's an undebatable fact. Why? What do you mean? How many government subsidies are going to Kolo fellows? You take up all the money they raise and all the... It pales in comparison to the amount of money that Israel gives to support learning the Torah.
And if you go volunteer to do something with the soldiers of Israel, they send you a letter and they say, you want to bring your own meat? It's got to be halak.
Let's stop even more. The greatest... take away all the kolel subsidies. In public education, okay, you would take away the secular education. Right? My children learn Torah on the dime of the government of Israel. That's what I want. And I mean, but who pays for it? It's public education. So don't discount the fact that his Chumash class is paid for by your taxes. You know what I'm saying? Right, you're like, it's unbelievable. You know what I'm saying? Like, in America, they pay thousands of dollars for this. Okay, we pay other ways. High taxes, et cetera, et cetera. But let's not deny this. So I'm glass half full. Really, I'm very, like, three quarters full. All right, no problem. But it's really important. Okay, that's one. Mida keneged mida. An eye for an eye. God says you can't do this indefinitely. You can't. There has to be retribution. And don't think that when the punishment comes, the worst thing that Jews can do is to think that when it happens, why does it happen? Why, oh why, oh why? Just this is the way it is. No, it's not just the way it is. It's direct intervention. The good is because of God. The bad also is because of God. And we're talking about the Tochacha on a national level. I'm not talking about an individual level. Not, most of us are not on the level where we could say that every single bad thing that happens to us is, oh, mita keneged mita. I'm not on that level. That's theme number one. Theme number two. Go back to Pasuk Yudchet. And we're going to get to that. That's 2B.
I'm jumping on the dog.
Hello, sweetie, sweets. Hello. You want to sit? You want to learn? We'll see how long this lasts. Okay. Pasuk Yudchet. Pasuk Yudchet. Says the Torah. Okay, let's go back to actually, Yud Zayin, 17. So we said you'll have the bad sickness and the illness, and your enemies will eat your wheat. Pasuk Yud Zayin, very interesting phrase. V'natati panai b'chem. I will place my face upon you. I would translate it colloquially today as, I'll get in your face. You know?
I'll turn my attention against you.
Against you. But it's, v'natati panai b'chem.
Yeah. In you.
In you. Yeah. Right. And you will be decimated before your enemies. V'radu b'chem son'eichem. And your enemies will radu b'chem. How are we doing, Tammy? And your enemies will... Yeah, they're dote.
We'll be struck down.
Come down on you? Conquer you, thank you.
Venastem. Those who hate you will subjugate you.
Right? And those who hate you will do that. Venastem, you will run away. Ve'en rodei petchem. You're running away. No one is running after you. Ve'ima ad eile lo tishme'u li. And if still you don't listen to me. Ve'yasafti li yasra etchem sheva al chatzotechem. And I will afflict you sevenfold upon your sins. All right, wow. By the way, so that raises your question.
Sevenfold,
that seems not mida keneged mida. It's a very interesting question. And this doesn't appear just once. Sheva chatoteichem. I'll read them a little more. V'shavarti et ga'on uzchem. I will destroy the ga'on uzchem, the source of your strength. V'natati et shemeichem kebarzel v'et artzechem kenechushan. I will place nishaychem barzel. I will place yours, the skies, like barzel, like iron. Iron?
Copper.
No,
iron.
Iron. Iron. And your land like copper. Meaning, nothing's going to grow. The land will not give its produce. The trees will not give their lamb. You notice this. So I don't even have to point this one out to you. And if you walk with me, carry. And you don't want to listen to me. Sevenfold. Like your sinfulness. One second. Let me see. There's another one. Chavdat. Let's read a little more. I'm getting 2 and 2b at the same time. Okay? Okay. I will send you the animals of the field. Shikla etchem. You would be bereft of your children. Okay. I'm chapet. Sorry, 22. They will destroy your animals. And it will make you, it will minimize you. And your ways, your past, will be decimated. If you still do not submit yourself to me, carry. And you walk with me, carry. We'll get back to it. I too will walk with you, carry. By the way, you see three themes here. Af ani, keri, ve'keiti etchem gam ani, sheva al chatotechem. This is one of those like crossword psukim. You get, I've shown you three themes, and Rina Stanach will have like three highlighted colors, red, green, and blue. You know what I'm saying? Okay? Sheva al chatotechem. Okay? So you see this idea of sheva al chatotechem there. That was chaf. Let's skip a little bit. Well, now I'll read on. Why not? I will bring upon you this sword, nokemet, a vengeful sword, and you will gather to your cities. You will be afflicted with plague, and you will be placed in the hands of your enemy. 10 women will bake bread in one tanur and one oven. Veishivu lachmachem b'mishkal. You'll bake 10 women in one oven. Meaning, what does that mean? Not enough bread. You'll get back bread b'mishkal in weight. Meaning, it'll be very expensive. Achaltem b'lo kisbau. You will eat and not be sated. V'im b'zor lo tishmu b'lachtem emi. Bekeri pasuk chavzayin. So you notice that 2b. Keri. Balachtim achem chamat keri. Chamat keri. Chama. Anger of keri. V'isarti ani afani. Sheva al chatotechem. Sevenfold on your sin forms. So this idea of sevenfold appears, one second, how many times did I give you? One, two, three, four times. All right, and keri, we also saw one so far, two, three, and the last one is in mem and mem aleph. Okay, I know I'm like all over the place. You can look it up in Pasuk Mem, in verse 40. You want to see it?
Yeah, I can see it.
Verse 40. A lot of flying around.
I could see why they wouldn't want to read it.
You think?
Right.
V'hitvadu et avonam v'et avon avotam v'ma'ala mashem alubi. Will you confess your sins? V'af asher himachuimach imi v'keri. Okay, this idea of going v'keri. So we have two questions. First question is, what does it mean, sheva al chato teche? Sevenfold. Okay, so if I were to ask you...
Exponentially. You will be punished
exponentially. So it means, in poetic, just simple poetry, it means... the worse you go with me, the worse I'm going to punish you. Okay? But that's fine. But then, what is the device?
Seven.
Correct.
Well, there's also a concept with tzedakah. When you give tzedakah, you get how much back? You don't get the same back. You get also exponentially.
Sevenfold?
You have a sevenfold?
Okay, very good. The number seven, by the way, in common culture, let me just ask you, in common culture, the number seven is? Lucky number seven, right? You say days of the week, but in common culture, seven is a lucky number, right? Okay, what do you say?
Nature,
very good. Very, very good. So this idea of halachti machem sheva al chatotechem.
Natural justice.
What?
Natural justice.
Very good. So let me. Where's the first one? I have to find my midrash.
Want
to go down? Go down.
Okay. Was it
Yud Zayin? Right. Yud Chet. You're like, I was doing good. Where do what do you do with me?
Yud Chet.
One second. Let me see. It's in the Kli Yakar. Those of you have Kli Yakar. I'm supposed to get that. Okay. Says the Kli Yakar. What is the Sheva al Chatotechem? Okay. So first, I'll give you Or HaChaim. Or HaChaim says, he says, Kadosh Baruch Hu listed seven sins. He says, Sheva Aveirot. No, not the seven deadly sins. There's a movie about the seven deadly sins?
Really?
I quoted you ants, and nobody understood what I was talking about. Nobody saw ants? Where all the ants gathered all the food and the grasshoppers
didn't
come and
take it.
Nobody know what I'm talking about?
My kids know it.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Okay. I'm sorry. No problem. I'm glad you behaved so nicely. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, and he says there's seven sins. One, lo shamu, lo asu, b'chukoktai ma'asu, and he lists that three, four, mishpatai, ga'alu, but it's like poetic. You say, God lists, you do seven types of sins, you ignore, you rebel, you don't listen, you don't do, then I'll pay you back for each of those sins, sheva al chatotechem. Maria?
She wants to do.
I know you want to learn, but, yeah, there you go. Okay. Says Rashbam. Rashbam says, what's Rashbam? Those of you who are learning, what would Rashbam say about this kind of thing? What kind of perush is Rashbam? I'm not asking the teacher. I'm asking the students. I want to see how they're doing.
Go with the text.
Right, he's a very pshat oriented, textual oriented. So when he says Sheva Chatotechem, he's not looking for deeper meanings. So he says, nicely of course, Klomar, Harbe Makot Chatotechem. Many. Seven is many. Seven is manifold. Okay? But Kli Yakar says something totally different. He says, Umishpar Sheva, the number seven, who said this before? I think Daniela said it. Gam eino b'hashkacha. It is not in hashkacha, in divine providence, rather. Rak im kol shiva kochavei lechet, ha-poalim b'mikre. The poalim b'mikre means they act b'mikre. What's b'mikre? Happenstance, coincidence. Yifalu b'chem ha-ra'ot. Okay, you b'mispar sheva. That's why what happens, the number seven. It says seven is the worst number. What does seven mean? Seven means is the happen naturally. We Jews don't like natural. We want divine. We want supernatural. We want eight.
That seven is this world, and then there's the three hidden in Kabbalah. So seven, the seven sounds and music, and
right.
Seven notes, and there's seven colors, and there's seven something else. Like the natural physics of this world.
Correct.
Seven, and then when you get to the eight, that's going back to the one, but there's three hidden. He was talking about giving Mitzrayim and the number seven. And how
I'll give you another example. We're in Sefirat HaOmer. What is Sefirat HaOmer?
Seven,
seven sevens. And then what? But what's the and what's the 50th day?
Supernatural.
Right? That's right. That's Al HaTeva. That's the 50th day is Matan Torah. Okay? Says Kli Yakar. So everybody thinks Shev 7 is lucky 7. 7 is the worst. We don't like 7.
We do like it a little bit. It's Shev.
What? Maybe like it? We don't want... Matcha. She said her daughter's name is Batsheva. Wow, okay. Aww. Can I not? Okay. So he says...
She's nice.
She's nice.
We do love her.
Yeah. So this idea of Batsheva al-Chatzotechem, why does it happen seven? That's this idea, again, of without divine providence. I will remove myself. Like the worst thing that can happen to the Jewish people is God to remove himself. God to take himself out of the equation. Naturally, it's so interesting. What does the Torah tell us? What happens naturally when God removes his providence from the Jewish people?
Destruction.
What? Right. What kind of destruction? Specifically?
Spiritual destruction. So the other nations overcome the nations that you started.
Anti-Semitism happens. Right. Anti-Semitism is natural.
Right?
That's natural. Supernatural is when God comes in and says, it gives us divine protection. You know what I'm saying? When God removes himself, so that's what people don't understand. Why do they hate us? That's the nature of the world. That's the way God created the world. Right? When there's divine protection, that's me'al ha-teva. That's supernatural. So this idea of sheva achatotechem, says Kli Yakar, interestingly enough, it is God, how should we say this? Remember God said, af ani? It's two opposite things. Totally opposite things. God says, I will punish you. How will I punish you?
By
removing myself from you. That in and of itself, the removal of God's divine providence in and of itself is a divine punishment. Wrap your head around that. You know, it's the same, it's totally opposite, one and the other. Okay, and so that's the idea of Sheva al-Chatzotechem. What is this idea of Keri? Okay, so there's a couple of different interpretations. The idea of Keri, let me see if I can find it. So the Keri... Very good, so we'll stick with that. There's a lot of different Perushim. Rashi says on Keri, look at, if you want to, you can look at Rashi on Pasuk Kaf Aleph. That's a full ring, okay? Okay. What's this idea of Keri? Says Rashi and Kafalif. Rabotenu Amru Arai. What is Arai? Hector. What?
Random.
Bimikre. Right?
I thought Mikre is Karami Hashem.
No, Mikre is happens.
Opposite.
Right. What is, whose Midah is the Midah of Mikre? Where do you see this Midah of Mikre in the Torah? Anybody know? Who loves happen? Just happens. Amalek. Thanks. The dishwasher is telling us. Amalek. Okay? Amalek. Asher. What does it say about Amalek? What does it say, Rina? Asher. What does it say, Amalek? Asher? Karcha Bader. Right? Elu Yumei HaPurim. What did Haman do when he wanted to find the right day?
Lottery.
B'mikre.
Go
ill with an iron. No. B'mikre. It happened. Right? The worst thing a Jew can say is, oh, it just happened.
It
just happened. The feng shui or whatever you want to say. What do you say? Karma. This is what happens. No. We, that, like, This is the worst thing you could possibly say. You want to feel, a Jew always wants to feel, Kadosh Baruch Hu is in my life. That I feel a connection to God. And that God is guiding me in some way. And that I'm looking for the presence of God in my life. And the worst thing a person can feel, that we talked about this also, is a lack of presence of God in my life. And the worst thing the Jewish people can have is an absence of God in my life. Next theme. The next theme, very, very important theme, critical theme, mitzvat Shemitah. Right? The idea of Shemitah appears in a number of different places. Look at Pasuk Lamed Dalid. Okay. And I'm running out of time. Says God. Right? V'hayta, let's go back to Lamed Gimel, 33. V'etchem azareh b'goyim, and you, I will azareh, winnow, I will spread out into the fields. V'harikoti acharechem charev. Tell me out here, Debbie. What does it say? And I will send after you, l'harikot. I don't know what that means.
I will unseed the sword.
Unseed the sword after you. V'yaretzechem shemama, v'yarechem yucharba. Your land will be shemama, desolate. Your cities will be charba, destroyed. Az, lamedalid, tirtzeh ha'aretz et shabtoteha. Then the land will take back, will want back, her shabbatot. Kol yimei ha'shama. All the days of destruction that you are in the land of your enemies, as tishpat ha'aretz, then the land will rest. V'hirtzat et shabtoteha, she will want take back her shabbat, which implies the idea of shemitah. Rashi, there's a long Rashi which you can read if you want. Rashi goes through these very complicated calculations to figure out the 70 years of the Gola. Correspond exactly, says Rashi, 70 times 7 is 490. To some 490 years, the Jews did not keep Shemitah. He says, why are the Jewish people kicked out of the land of Israel? Because they didn't keep Shemitah. They rejected Shemitah. Says the Torah, "Az tirtzeh ha'aretz tishabtoteha." You rejected Shemitah. The land says, you know what? I'm getting my rest one way or another. You won't give it to me? I take it. If you won't give me rest on its own, I will rest because you won't be able to plant me. It disappears again. Okay? Mem Gimel. Look at Mem Gimel. V'ha'aretz te'azev mehem. The land will be abandoned from them. 43. V'tiretz et shabtoteha behashma etchem. L'taretz. To answer. To take back her shabbatot. V'heim yirtzu et avonam. This idea of Shemitah, this idea of Shemitah, again, what is the concept of keeping Shemitah?
That Hashem provides the food.
God provides the food, right? If you can't, why do we keep Shemitah? We keep Shemitah because we understand it's a very, very difficult mitzvah.
It's not in our hands.
We understand it's not in our hands.
But then
everything
I have
we have comes from God.
With what we're doing.
So we do
nowadays.
Mihet mechira.
Yes. Because if you're supposed to give the land this arrest. 1 year arrest, and if you have a heta mechir, you're not giving the land a rest.
But it's also problematic to give it to Arabs to work.
Yeah. Even though halachically, it's interesting, halachically, right, heta mechira works, right? I'm not going to get into
I'm not going to get into that.
Ideologically, I understand your question. Because if the whole point is
to live a
rest. Yeah, like the idea is, how is this going to work?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We don't see it possibly working. I mean, the basis of the Heta Mechira was based upon, I should ask somebody this, it was based upon the whole economy will fold. Right? So when you read the Torah, the idea was, right, isn't that the point?
That's the faith, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah, that's exactly the point.
Yeah.
Yes, we know it'll fold. Do it anyway. Right?
Well, you don't, well, I mean...
No, I'm saying, I'm not questioning the Rabbanim that allowed the Heta Mechira, a great Rabbanim. Tremendous Rabbani, and it's not my place at all to question them. You're asking on a more ideological plane.
Yeah, I'm like saying, if you don't give it, then the land...
It's against the curse of
Rabbah. No, it isn't. But here they say...
Quoting great men, are you? You're quoting such
great...
Who said something like that?
No, but...
Isn't it? The Torah says, right? The etzem till the bani.
You don't have an epidural left.
What, 9 months of suffering isn't enough?
What? Apparently not. Natural law.
All right.
I'm getting myself in trouble. But she said that, not me. I didn't say that.
No, but what? Okay. But doesn't it say that if you don't...
If you don't keep Shemitah,
he's going to throw you out.
He's going to take it. Yeah, and take it. Exactly. The land will take it.
So we're not
there. I don't know. I take your question and accept it. Last theme, and this is a critically important theme. Okay? The Ramban says, the last theme, which I think is an important theme, I cannot end without this theme, that despite the destruction, despite the terribleness of the Tochacha, interwoven throughout the Tochacha is the notion that despite our suffering, and perhaps because of it, God stands with us in our suffering. Even though the presence of God is gone or withdrawn, God's presence is always there. All you have to do is look for it. Look at, okay, the idea of, look on Pasuk Lamed Bet. V'hashimoti lachem et ha'aretz. V'hashimoti, what's it says? V'hashimoti, where am I? Where did I say? Which pasuk? Lamed bet. V'hashimoti ani et ha'aretz. V'shamamu aleha oyvechem hayoshvim ba. Right? And your enemies who are there will destroy it. Look at Rashi there.
It says, will be destroyed.
Look at Rashi. V'hashimoti ani et ha'aretz. I will destroy the land, says Rashi. See Rashi on Lamed bet on 32? Zu midat tova l'Yisrael. That's a good thing for the Jewish people. I'm on the wrong place. I skipped the line. The nations, the enemies of the world, will never find solace in our land. It will remain desolate from its inhabitants. Says God, that's what happened.
Yeah,
correct. Right. That's one of those, that's the famous Mark Twain thing, right? Says God. It's not just that the Jewish people will be destroyed. Nobody will be able to inhabit the land. It will remain desolate as long as you're there. So in the middle is, and we all know that this is objectively true. Now you look at the land of Israel. This land is unbelievable. The land is incredible. It's fertile. It's beautiful. It's tremendous. What happened for the past 2,000 years? Nobody could get it to work. Why? That's what Torah says. But what's amazing is, in the middle of the Tochacha, if you look carefully enough, you'll see, despite the fact that in the punishment of God, therein is a blessing. What's the blessing? What is the essence of this blessing? That the land will remain desolate. What's the essence of that blessing?
Only you can make it work.
And she's waiting for you. Yes, she'll take her Shabbatot. Yes, she'll remain. Yes, she will kick you out. Yes, she doesn't want you there. But the fact that she punished you, she's waiting for you. Right, she wants you to do tshuva. If she's connected to you, she's inherently, she's like, that's a very beautiful idea. Okay, one second. Kafchet, go back to pasu. Wait. Lamed gimel. Next pasu. Ve'etchem ezareh ba'goyim. We live in that pasuk. And I will spread you out. I will scatter you. Thank you. Among the nations. Okay. Says the Midrash. V'tovatan shel Yisrael. Why is it good for us to be scattered amongst the nations? Why is that a good thing?
For suffering. To want to come home?
Halavai. She'im hayu
b'mekubatsim.
She is helpful. If we were gathered, if we were one place, hayu almot olin alehem lemilchama b'hargim et kulam. If anti-Semitism were allowed to rear its ugly head and we were all centered in Uganda, all you have to do is kill us all.
So this is a good argument not to make any.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Right.
Correct. This is different. We're here. Here it's different. Here it's Al HaTema. That's exactly the point. Here God's vision is upon us. They do say that, by the way. They say that, it's more dangerous in Israel because they're all in one place. Okay, if that's the way you want to look at it. But understand, there you're not under the direct watch of God. Here, different. Here it's 8. Here it's 50. It's not 49. So you can take your chances over there, but it's 7. Here, yes, we're all together. but it's eight. So even in the Midrash says, God, even in the punishment, there is blessing. Pasuk Kafchet. Go back to Kafchet. V'halachti imachem b'chamat keri. V'yisarti etchem afani. This is what he says. Bo'u re'ei, the Midrash says, this is the Zohar. Ahavatok shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu li'Yisrael. This is the love of God for the Jewish people. Because most people, if they're punished with them, right, if you punish them, if you send them away, you kick them out, you send them away. I'm skipping the Moshe Midrash, we're out of time. But, what does God do? Ani, ma'asei imechem, where do I go with you? Okay? Ani, atem neitzei min ha'am, neilech legalut, v'zeh amar v'yisarti etchem, leilech legalut. Af ani yotzei imachem legalut. There's this idea that when God sends the Jewish people out into the galut, He goes with us. He exiles Himself from Eretz Yisrael too. Wow. In a sense, the land of Israel can't flourish because God Himself isn't there. Why? Well, if my people aren't there, how can I be there? So even in the punishment, there's this incredible blessing. I'm just going to read you the Ramban. Okay, the Ramban says at the end of Tetzayin, a long essay on Tetzayin. Look at the end of Tetzayin. The Ramban says, I'm not going to wait for you to find it because we have to finish. V'ela hadvarim yaftichu b'geula ha'atida. Shleima yoter mikol chazinot Daniel. The geula will be more complete. Okay? When it says, v'shamemu aleichem o'evichem, the Ramban says, when you will be destroyed, hi b'sarat tovah. B'sarat kol ha'galiyot she'ein arzenu mekabelet et o'evenu. Our enemies do not, our land does not accept our enemies. V'zu Ra'aya gedola v'havtacha lanu. It's a great proof and a great promise. Ki lo timsa yishuv b'chol ha'aretz, b'chol yishuv ha'aretz, asher hi tova v'chava, asher hi noshevet me'olam v'chava kamor. You'll never see a land that's so beautiful and so inhabitable and so destroyed. Ki me'az yatzanu mimena lo kibanu shum uma. V'chulam ishtadim l'chosh lishiva v'ein le'al yadam. No one, everyone tries to inhabit it and no one can. Right? Even, so God says, even amongst, even with all the destruction, all the desolation, no matter what, God still loves us. Look at Pasuk Mem Dalin. Go skip to Pasuk Mem Dalin. And this is the curse and the blessing of the Tovah. Say it. Mem Dalin, 44. V'af gamzot. I'm telling you. Biotam v'eretz oyvehem. When you are in the land of your enemies, Lo ma'astim v'lo ge'altim l'chal otam la'fer b'riti itam. I will not destroy you, ki ani Hashem elokechem. Because I am the Lord your God. Says the Midrash, minayin shehalcha shechina im Yisrael b'gola. How do we know that the Shechina is with the Jewish people in the Gola? From this pasuk. Mipnei kedushat shmi asiti. Because I did it for my name's sake. V'iti atem chozrim. You come back with me. When you come back, I come back. Or you could say it the other way around. When I come back, you come back. Our job is to see the presence of God in the return to the land of Israel. Right? The curse is, I leave, so you leave. If you can't be here, I'm not going to be here. And the blessing is, when I return, you return. So we've seen these four unbelievable themes. The theme of Mida keneged Mida, the theme of Sheva Achat Sotechem and Keri, the theme of Shemitah, and the theme of the presence of God even in the destruction. I think those are all really one theme in this essence, if you think about it. The idea of the Tochacha, the worst thing you do is ignore the Tochacha and pretend that it's not there, or pretend that it's not divinely inspired or ordained. The idea of the Tochacha is to remember, yes, I will punish you, but yes, you are still Am Hashem. Reason these things happen to us is because we're the nation of God. Okay? Listen to the words of the Midrash. Father, I'll stop, finish with this Midrash, and I'll give you your answer. I'll give you your answer also. It says, Lo ma'asim lo ge'altim. I have not rebuked you. I have not become ga'ul, disgusted by you. So the Midrash, if God kicked us out, we have no land, we have no people, we're scattered among the nations. Manish dayer lahem. What do we have left? And this is the answer to Golda's question. Ze sefer Torah. The thing that keeps us is the Torah. She lo haya kayam li Yisrael. If it wasn't for the Jewish people, established the Torah, lo hayu mishuni mi umot ha'olam klum. And they would be no different than anyone else. And then what would happen? Then we would be destroyed. What kept us is the Torah. That's what kept our uniqueness. It's not that we stayed separate and we stayed, you know, this nation stayed on. No, because of the Torah, because of our connection to God, that's what kept us throughout the 2,000 years. And that's what brought us back. And that's what keeps us here. And that's our greatest strength. Our greatest strength comes when we see the hands of God not only in the Tochacha, but especially in the blessing. When you look outside, you run around the yeshuv, and you see the tremendous bracha, and you see Yad Hashem. Despite the difficulty, despite the glass being a third not full, and despite, that's not despite, that's because of. Right? They pick on us in the UN, and Syria condemns us, they killed 800 people. You know, we defend our borders, and they condemn us. Why do they condemn us? That's because of who we are. That's the bracha, that's not the club. That's our uniqueness, that's our specialness. That's a blessing, that's the curse, but the bracha of the tochacha.